DW. Over 100 people have gathered here at this square close to Bonn's main station. Men, women and children don't budge, even as the rain picks up.
I'm originally from Afrin. My village was bombed today. I still have family there, a brother, nephews and nieces.
That's Az Musa, who says he's been living in Germany for close to 40 years.
We're protesting against Turkey's invasion in Afrin. Turkey wants to raise Afrin to the ground. Turkey has been planning this attack for 3 months. The long-term goal is to put 3.5 million Syrians who fled to Turkey there and kick out the Kurds. And then Turkey wants to stay there for 30 or 40 years.
He says it's better not to use his real name since he regularly travels to Turkey for business. And since the failed coup of 2016, Turkey is clamping down on any kind of criticism. Just earlier this week, Turkey detained doctors of the Turkish Medical Association for criticizing war as a threat to public health. Musa says he's one of many in the Bonn region who originally hail from Afrin. He says about 2,000 families live here, in and around Bonn.
There are no terrorists in Afrin. Until now, not a single shot has been fired from Afrin to Turkey. The Kurds have only protected their region. They didn't fight for themselves, they fought for the entire world. We fought for NATO. And now NATO member Turkey is attacking the civilian population. And the silence from NATO states, I don't get it. Why? Are they afraid of Erdogan? Are they afraid that Erdogan might send 3,000 or 4,000 terrorists to Europe?
Haben die Angst, dass Erdogan 3,000 or 4,000 Terroristen nach Europa schickt?
Several demonstrators take to the microphone. Large parts of speech are in Kurdish. Here is a woman talking about family members she's lost, says Aida Kilic, who helped organize this protest in Bonn.
They will ganz welt Islam machen.
He wants to convert the whole world to Islam. What business does Erdogan have in Afrin? We're living together peacefully. Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, Armenians, Circassians, Alawites. What is Erdogan doing there, destroying this, bombing the entire village?
That's Amu Yando Yando, a Kurd from the Afrin region.
We don't have anything against the Turkish people. They are good, but Erdogan's politics are horrible.
Other demonstrators echo this sentiment.
I came here today because I feel guilty as a human being. I'm Turkish, but I support this and other demonstrations because as a human being I need to do something. Children, women, the elderly, many civilians have been killed by this attack. And if we don't do anything, then this is going to continue.
The demonstration in Bonn is one of many protests that have been organized in a number of German cities these past days, including in nearby Cologne, which is home to a large ethnic Turkish and Kurdish minority, and my next destination. Cologne's Kolbstraße is well known for its vibrant Turkish and Kurdish community. I've come here on this rainy afternoon to ask people what they make of Erdogan's Syria offensive against the Kurds. But I don't know who's Turkish, who's Kurdish, and who's maybe neither. Other than at the demonstration in Bonn, people here are more reluctant to be interviewed. One who says he's Turkish initially agrees to talk, but then changes his mind when I ask him about Turkey's Afrin offensive. A pattern that repeats itself with several people I approach. One person who's not afraid to speak his mind is Mehmet Özer. He says he's Kurdish from Diyarbakir in Turkey. He's been living in Germany for 13 years. He says he left Turkey after spending 10 years in prison for being involved in a theater play addressing Kurdish and women's rights. He says Turkish authorities claimed he was a member of the PKK, and adds Erdogan doesn't tolerate any kind of criticism.
Erdogan has been going against democracy, against freedom, against human rights. But the whole world just keeps its mouth shut and looks away. Germany sells tanks to Erdogan, so for these billions of dollars or euros, it keeps its mouth shut.
He went to the big demonstration in Cologne this past week that drew an estimated 20,000 people. He says discussions about Erdogan's politics don't lead to any trouble in this street.
Not all Turks are bad. We are friends, acquaintances. We can talk. If someone thinks differently, we can also listen. But in Turkish politics, nobody listens right now. Many academics have been thrown into jail recently. People have been put into jail because of a tweet or a cartoon.
A few men listen intently as we speak. As Özer invites me for tea in a nearby tea shop, the waitress asks him whether he answered my questions on tape. I ask her if she wants to comment as well, because she'd been listening earlier. I live in an entirely different world, she says somewhat cryptically, adding that she's Turkish and doesn't want to talk. Then she avoids me. Another man who had been listening to my conversation with Özer earlier says he agrees with him, but doesn't want to go on the record. He says he has a Turkish passport and is going to Turkey soon to visit his family and is afraid of getting arrested by authorities. They're even looking at photos of demonstrations to see if they can identify people, the man tells me. Further testimony to the atmosphere of fear and suspicion that Erdogan has been cultivating both at home and abroad since the failed coup of 2016. But the organizers of the Kurdish demonstration in Bonn will not be silenced. They have already announced dates for further protests against Turkey's Afrin offensive.
This report was brought to you by DW.